Okay, we are back here. Hockey Night in Escanaba. The Eskimos in our second intermission, skating with the Gaylord Blue Devils tonight. And in another of our player spotlight interviews is one of the goaltenders on this team. We have three of them this year. Dylan Zemke is here. How you doing, Dill?
I'm doing good.
Hunter? So what do you think, man? Here you made it through a high school hockey season. How's it gone for you so far?
It's nice. It's a lot more fast-paced, so it's a lot different. It's hard to get used to, but after a while, it's just nice.
Now, you knew coming into the season with a senior goaltender in front of you, you weren't going to get out that many games, right?
Yeah.
So how do you keep yourself in it when you know that Trev's going to be in there most of the time?
Well, I was fine with it because he's obviously a senior. He's going to play most. So I just practice and just wait for next year.
So where did you play hockey before here?
I played at Marinette for M&M Thunder.
Okay. Played in the Thunderdome down there, hey?
Yeah.
Do they still have that down there, or they tore it down?
They tore it down and made a new rink.
Oh, is it nice?
Yes.
Ah, okay. I got to go see it, because I went down. Last time I went down to the Thunderdome, it was there for, I went for tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Okay, so what brings you to Escanaba then?
Basically just hockey in school.
Yeah? So you just decided to transfer here?
Yeah. This school's a lot better here.
Yeah, what do you like about our school up here?
I don't know. It just everyone seems nicer here and just all around better.
Yeah. So what's different about the level of hockey you're playing now compared to M&M? Because they do play high school teams down there with the Marinette team. They play against other high schools.
Yeah, but they were like a club team, so they weren't as good compared to here. These are better people. They're smarter. It's less selfish here. All that.
That's for sure. Goaltending is not easy because you're the last line of defense out there. So how do you feel you've gotten better? What are some strengths in your game as you've gotten more practice time and been around high school guys?
I don't know. I basically just watch how everyone else, like other older goalies play, and then I try to mimic that a little bit and just make it the way I do better, like play like that, but do it the way I feel most comfortable.
So what was it like for you to be able to play on home ice the other night, getting that game against the Nagani Miners and watch the guys score as many as they did for you?
It was good, but it was also like, it was kind of boring. Even though I let three in, it was fine. But.
So do you like it when you're facing, 35, 40 shots as opposed to, I think they had 20 the other night, but you're right, it wasn't, they didn't have a lot of pressure on you the whole game.
I feel like I do better against harder people because I can tell from this year I've been a lot better than last year, and I feel like it's just because the people here are better.
So what do you want to get better at, do you think, in your game?
I need to get better at, keeping my hands out because I tend to, sit back and have my arms come back, and it's just not good.
Yeah, you don't want anyone banking one in off you, do you?
No.
No. Okay, what are some things you do besides hockey, man?
Camping. That's basically about it, other than I watch videos about hockey.
So you're all hockey all the time?
Basically.
Yeah, well, that's fine. So is that what you want to keep doing then, maybe after high school, is to keep playing hockey?
If I could, that'd be great, but...
You don't know if you're going to get better? Yeah. Well, that's fine. You still got two more years, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, well, I'll let you give a shout-out. Anyone you think may be listening today, man?
Shout out to my grandma for letting me stay with her this year. And, yeah, that's about it.
If she didn't, that'd be an awful long drive for you to come to school.
Yes, it would. It would.
I mean, that would get awful old in the wintertime, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks, Graham, for letting Dylan stay and be a goalie for the Eskimos, hey?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, good luck, and I hope to see you out there again pretty soon, man.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Dylan Zemke, everybody, from here at the Well Sports Complex. More coming up after these words. Intermission show continues on the Eskimo Hockey Network.